Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for any of our guests today. In the studio with me right now, we have the Santa Rosa County Animal Services team, Jenny, Kelly, and Mike. Thanks for being on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So we have a furry friend in the studio.
Yes, we have Madison, who's a young kitten who's solid black in the spirit of Friday the 13th. Super sweet, and, you know, if that's not your favorite flavor, we've got a whole lot of other ones at the shelter to pick from.
That is awesome. How old?
Oh, probably about 6 weeks.
Okay. And very curious. Yes. Walking around the studio a little bit here.
He's jumping around here.
Actually, probably closer to 8 weeks since she's been fixed already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So what else do people need to know?
Right now we got an adoption event going on right this minute at Alyssa's in Pace. From 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., they're going to be out there just setting out. We've become a little bit of a staple over there. We try to go there every Friday, mm-hmm. Just for a few hours, and people have been coming out, and they do some shopping, and then they interact with the puppies and the whatevers we bring out there, the adult dogs and stuff. So it's been nice. They have a great social media manager over there, Liz, who features us in their Facebook Lives and stuff like that. But we always have like a little live puppy cam if you want to just tune in on Facebook and stuff like that. But it's been fun to go out there sort of every week and just be a kind of little presence in our Pace community over there.
Nice. How long have you been doing that?
A few months. I think it's been like 3 or 4 months we've been trying to go. We don't make it every Friday, but mm-hmm. usually we try to get out at least 2 to 3 Fridays a month. So if you're ever out on a Friday morning in Pace at Alyssa's doing some unnecessary shopping, then, you know, look us up and we'll be there.
So you said you have dogs out there, you have cats.
Most of the time we've been doing just little puppies because we'll get a lot of litters of puppies that we need to find homes for really quickly because we don't have a ton of space at the shelter for any animal, but for puppies especially. So we try to find those pretty quickly. And people love puppies, so they go. Cats, it's just been really hot recently, so we've been trying to just go out for short amounts of time with little puppies that they can stay cool and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm. And so you mentioned puppies and this one's a kitten. So are they coming to the shelter with mommies and they're being born in the shelter or how are you?
More often than not, it's been people just finding a stray kitten that's, you know, without its mom. And then they'll call us in a flurry and a panic. One of the things that we've been trying to educate the public on is not kidnapping, you know, because most of the times when you see a kitten, when it's solo like that, mama is out hunting. And so usually they'll come back, and when people call in a panic, our dispatcher will talk about, you know, putting flour around the kitten, you know, see if you see footsteps in it, that kind of a thing, to see if mama's coming and going without your knowledge. Because mama's really good about being stealthy. You may not have eyes on and just assume that mama's not coming back and forth when really she is.
Mm-hmm. So that actually brings up an interesting question about when to intervene. Because I can tell you, I was driving to work yesterday and I saw two dogs. I didn't see an obvious owner nearby. How do you know when to report something versus when to leave it alone?
It'll never hurt for you to call our dispatches and be, you know, in just letting them know, hey, there's two dogs over here off of this road. And with our county, you know, we're different than Escambia in the fact that we've got zones that are non-leash law areas. And it may be that those dogs belong to that farm or rural area, you know, instead of, you know, picking them up, thinking that you're saving them when really it's almost like theft of property, you know, that kind of a thing. So you call us. And just let us help you walk, you know, through that process. Because once you take, you know, into your vehicle, you're kind of the steward of those animals, and you could be, you know, responsible for them. And if you're not willing to foster them or hold on to them, then you might get stuck with them if we don't have room to take them in.
Absolutely.
And we're not going to have room to take them in. The shelter is full every day, all day. As soon as we get an ad, we might have 10 adoptions in one day, and you know, our awesome ACOs are going to bring in 10 dogs that they found in the community. And it's a big space. We just eclipsed 200,000 people in Santa Rosa County. So there's a ton of dogs. We have one dispatcher for all of those people, right? So we're constantly getting new animals at the shelter. It's always full. There's not a ton of, we have dogs in offices and people's, you know, climbing around there. We got a, you know, a kitten right here. But, you know, imagine there being a dog or a kitten in your office climbing around you, you know, 24/7 kind of thing. So in the lobby, it's always full. So we, like Kelly said, we want to stress, if you pick up an animal, you need to be ready to be responsible for it. And if you call and you're interested in helping out, be patient with the process, like listen to what they tell you, and just, you might just be a short-term foster for a couple weeks until we might, you know, find a home for that animal. But the biggest thing that we want to stress is, you know, the shelter is not just sort of like a dumping ground for stray animals that you find. It's just sort of a transition center for them to find new homes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so if people would like to see the kitten you brought in today or any other animals that you have, where is a good place for them to go to see it in person? Is the website an option?
They can use our website that they can go and see what we have available, but always you can come to the shelter and see them in person. You know, pictures just don't do them justice. You know, you got to think when we take these pictures, they're a little freaked out. They may be even sick when we first take those pictures. And then now we've got them ready to go, they may be a totally different personality than what that picture is going to portray. So coming into the shelter is always the, you know, the platinum standard for getting eyes on that animal and figuring out which one's going to be the best fit for you.
Absolutely. So we have a rescue dog in our house, and I know that we started out by looking at the website and going, well, that's a cute little face. Let's go meet her, you know, and so and ended up that we adopted her. But so it's good. So they go to the website one more time.
SantaRosa.fl.gov/animals. Okay. And we try to post a lot on Facebook and our social media channels and stuff. Another great thing is that if you have another animal, another dog or a pet or whatever that you want to come and kind of test out with an animal that you're looking to rescue, we have spaces and staff to kind of help you through that process too. So, you know, you can always do like a short-term foster kind of thing and see how it how they fit in your home. Or you can just come by the shelter with your animal, schedule an appointment, of course, and then just see how they interact and stuff. So you kind of know the dynamic that you're kind of getting into and stuff. But
one of the things that we like to stress, too, is that, you know, with our military members, you know, they may be in a situation where they're expecting to get orders in the next 6-8 months. If they are lonely and want something to come home to for those next 4 or 5 months, we need fosters. You know, the fosters are what keeps us alive, fosters and rescues. If we didn't have them, we would be drowning. And so if you ever want to, you know, take that step and not have the full commitment of the animal being listed under you, call us. We can help you out with that.
So that's actually some of the questions that are on your website here. So how much time is required for people if they're looking to foster? You mentioned it can be for a little bit or a longer period.
Even as small as a few days is helpful. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Okay, perfect.
We even have a program. It's called a Doggy Day Out program that you can come, and you don't even have to fill out a whole bunch of paperwork or whatever. You can come take a dog and just roam around, you know, for the day. You go get a pup cup or whatever. And then bring them back that day. But yeah, you can foster for a couple weeks. Any amount of time that we have someone fostering gives us invaluable information on that animal so that we can place them better with a family. So even if it is only a couple weeks or whatever, how they interact with other animals, other, you know, kids, like older people, younger people, whatever it is, it's just going to give us this really great, well-rounded picture to be able to find the perfect kind of forever home for them.
So, And so if somebody's fostering and they decide, you know what, I really like this animal, is it possible to adopt?
You get first dibs.
Oh, yeah. It happens
that's
all the time.
Bonus,
yeah.
Yes.
It happened to me. I did this, you know, that's how I adopted my little furball.
Nice. So you're listening to Pep Talk. The Santa Rosa County Animal Services team is with us today on News Radio 92.3. If you have any questions for them, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after this.
You football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU Football Watch Party Central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
From one generation to the next.
Winston rolling right, throws the pass on the other. It's caught! He fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Memphis tomorrow at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by All Season Service Network, A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, Calvert's in the Heights, and DeFranco Gas.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. It's another Frisky Friday on Friday the 13th. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions. In the studio with me again, Santa Rosa County Animal Services, Jenny, Kelly, and Mike. Thanks again for being here. So tell me one more time about the little friend we have in the studio with us today.
This is Madison, and it's a sweet little black kitten and for the Friday the 13th fun. And she's just been chilling this entire time in my arm. She's not a maniac like some of the kittens can be. She's just eating it up. She's got her motor just roaring over here.
That is awesome. So I know the last segment we wanted to talk about Petco love stories. Let's not skip over that. Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah, there's this great new thing that Petco Love, one of our big partners, has been doing all month, where you can basically go on their website or sort of tag them on social media and create these Petco quote-unquote love stories with your adopted animal. And if you sort of tag us with it, or if it's been an animal that has been adopted from our shelter and they, you know, pick one of your stories as like the top story or whatever, they are giving out a ton of grant funding for shelters. So like I think the top prize is $100,000 grant for like the number one story, but they have like 20 to 25, like $5,000 to $50,000 grants that they're giving all these rescues and shelters. So if you've adopted an animal and you just love them and you're posting on social media already, you know, just make it, you know, tag it Petco Love Stories, tag us in it, and we could, you know, it could be a big opportunity for us to get some much needed funding. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Talks a little bit about submitting a story, maybe video.
Yeah, you can on their website, and we've actually just posted about it this morning. So if you go on our Facebook page at Santa Rosa County Animal Services, you can see a post about it and you can click on their website. You can submit just like a written story with some photos and stuff. Or if you take a video and tag them in it, then they might just pick up your video on social media. But you don't necessarily have to post it on social media. You can submit just sort of like a written story to their website and stuff too. So it's pretty neat. It's a pretty cool initiative that they're doing.
And what is the website if people wanted to check it out more?
It should be Petco Love/Love Stories, but I've got it linked on our most recent post on Facebook, too, if you want to go look at that. So
nice. So we were talking a little bit off air about neonate kittens and foster care. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, we always need foster. Jenny, you want to talk about the fosters that we need for that?
So unfortunately, when they are under a month old, they're usually not able to eat on their own, and we do not have 24-hour staff at the shelter. So we desperately need people to apply and to take care of some of these little babies so that we can keep saving their lives. I mean, we can't do it alone. So we need the public's help.
And if somebody's interested in helping out, is there anything that the shelter provides to them to help them through that process?
We provide all the supplies if they need it. We provide the medical care. So anything that they need. So we will provide that.
Like if it's a kitten, milk, for example.
Kitten milk, bottles, anything.
Okay.
That kind of goes with any of our fosters, really. Like if you want to foster, we're not just going to, you know, drop it with a dog with nothing. If you need, there's people that donate food and stuff. So if you need some food, we can kind of help you out a little bit with that. If you need, you know, whatever kind of housing and stuff, whatever we have available to kind of help you out, we're going to try to set you up for success is the best that we can. So we don't want to just, you know, give you an animal and not have, or just education. If you've never really fostered an animal or an adult dog like that, or you've never, you've never had a random kind of dog come into your home, we're going to try to give you all the things you could possibly need so that when you walk out of the shelter, you feel comfortable and you can have the best possible outcome with that dog, so or cat.
I was going to say, it looks like on the website there's a dog foster application, a cat foster application. So tell me about the application process and what's all involved with that.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I mean, you just kind of fill out one application. I think you can, there's two different links to, so that we can know what kind of animal you want to foster, but it's pretty simple. Do you know a little bit more about the vetting process with
so foster? Basically, you fill out an application online. You come into the shelter, there's another form to fill out, and we can pretty much set you up the same day.
That's okay. Very easy. Nice. So tell me about the Doggy Day Out program.
Doggy Day Out, yeah, it's pretty simple. You just come in and you don't necessarily have to go through the whole foster application. You can just come in and say, like, hey, I want to just take a dog out for the day, take it for a walk for a few hours and stuff. And again, that just helps them get exercise and get a little socialization and stuff, you know. So it's a great way for people to just come in and spend a little bit of time with, and we have people that come and volunteer every day that come and do dog walking and stuff like that. So if you want to get involved in volunteering at the shelter, you know, you can do a lot of different stuff like that. There's all kinds of different tasks that aren't just handling dogs that we need help with. And the Doggy Day Out is a great example of that. Sometimes people take them to adoption events or whatever if they're a kind of a chiller dog so they can get a little bit more exposure and stuff. Because when we go to events, we can only take so many dogs based on how much staff we have. So if we have people that volunteer to, you know, take dogs to events and stuff like that, it really helps us just get more exposure for them in the community. So,
and it really helps the dogs decompress. You know, you got to think, being at a shelter situation, it's like sitting in a daycare for 24/7. You're either going to need a long nap, a stiff drink, or something to get through that. You might as well give the dogs a break so that they can kind of just let that big breath out, and then you kind of get to see what their actual personality is, because we don't get to see that all the time. And so our people that do those doggy days out, they're like, yeah, he loves water. Well, fantastic. We can, you know, we can work with that. We can show videos of them playing with water. You know, that's that inside scoop that helps us get them adopted faster.
Mm-hmm. So Thanksgiving's coming up. Christmas is coming up. Tell me about Home for the Holidays.
Home for the Holidays. It's going to start basically, I think we typically start at the week before Thanksgiving. We're going to do it a little bit differently this year, but it's generally around from Thanksgiving to Christmas time. And it's kind of an opportunity for you to come and do a short-term foster and get that, you know, that puppy love, you know, that you need without necessarily adopting. And then, oh, you know, it's a Christmas present. And, oh, I got to return it because we weren't prepared for this big of a Christmas present. You know, so it's a great opportunity for people to come and just spend the holidays with an animal. Again, it gives them that great decompression time. Mm-hmm. There's a thing that some people know, some people don't. It's called the 3-3-3 rule, mm-hmm. which is basically, now correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's like 3 days for a dog or an animal to decompress, mm-hmm. 3 weeks for them to learn a routine,
right,
and then 3 months for them to be completely integrated within a home. So sometimes people don't realize when they adopt a dog, or a cat, whatever, it's a long process for them to feel totally normal and comfortable and being themselves in a space. So at least in those, like Home for the Holiday, short-term fosters, they get a chance, like Kelly said, to decompress, relax, get some very quiet, peaceful sleep or whatever. And like you mentioned earlier, we got a lot of foster fails that happen from that. Mm-hmm. You know, people take them, they get attached, and then they just keep them forever. So that's what we love.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and it happens Tuesday nights at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Be sure to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, it's the White Sands Panhandle Band. They are the hottest band when it comes to bluegrass, country, and rockabilly. And they're inspired by so many great artists like Marty Stewart, Doyle Lawson, and Charlie Daniels. So come out to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with White Sands Panhandle Band. So remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 is the number. It's Frisky Friday, and Madison is in the studio with us. One more time, let's talk about Madison.
Yeah, she is about a two-month-old black kitten, and she is super chill. I've been holding on to her almost the whole time we've been here. This my first real exposure holding on to her, and she's just been loving it.
Extremely adorable, so make sure you stop by afterwards and go visit. Yeah.
And you said that if you, you carry a black cat. It's good luck.
Yeah, if you carry it across the street, you don't have to worry about crossing its path. And you get to make your own luck at that point. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
I was saying earlier that every time a black cat crosses in front of my car, I'm like, thank you very much. So tell me about Community Cats Day.
So we have Community Cats Days where the community can bring in up to three traps. It has to be traps. And they can't be kennels because we have operations and to keep us all safe and to keep the cat safe. So it does have to be an actual humane trap. And we have our veterinarians that come in. And here lately, we've been having some of the Bissell Cat Days. So I don't know if you're like me and I've got a vacuum and a steam cleaner and all and everything in my house is Bissell flavored, only because for everyone that we buy, they donate a portion of money to the local shelters. And what we've been doing here of late is the Bissell has been funding a veterinarian to work with us for a solid day. And we usually get about 40 spays and neuters done during that day because they're like a machine and they're amazing. Mm. Dr. Ashley and Dr. Megan have been coming in and doing these surgeries for us. And we wouldn't have been able to do that because right now we don't have a full-time vet that's able to do that. So the Bissell funding comes in at the perfect times to kind of help us get our head above water with these community cats, you know, to keep them from procreating everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. So once again, we're wrapping up the show right here. So if people, again, want to visit the shelter or see the animals, what website can they go to?
It's santarosa.fl.gov/animals. But follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and you can see a lot of great updates and stuff going on there.
Sounds good. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.